In the lunchtime edition, Prime Minister Motley serves notice of a major overhaul coming for the QEH, including the hiring practices and terms and conditions of staff, as she promises to make the hospital more efficient. Government responds to the accusations that PSV operators are being protected by, quote, friends in high places, denying any such thing is taking place and promising a crackdown is coming. AgriFest officially opens with the promise of more government support for the sector. BICO calling for a review of the cargo handling charges at the port. A flash flood watch in effect for northern and western districts. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is in for a major overhaul, including changes in hiring practices and terms and conditions of staff, to transform the institution into what Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says will be a 24/7 operation that better responds to the needs of the public. Ms. Motley outlined the plan at St. Peter Speaks, the latest in government's series of public town hall meetings, as she responded to a complaint from a member of the public about the service delivery at the QEH.
I have had now 3 meetings with the Ministry of Health since the beginning of January, looking at the total deconstruction and reconstruction of certain aspects of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. I am not going to address it fully because Sante will tell you that that is going to be one of the heads that will be done in Parliament in the next week or two. So they will roll out all of those things for you. I am not yet finished with them. We are meeting with them again week after next, and we are going through sector by sector, department by department, in terms of trying to reduce waiting times, in terms of trying to be able to increase the level of efficiency.
Ms. Motley insists that the decades-old working terms and conditions at the QEH must change.
The hospital cannot be an institution that works from 8 to 4. Hospital is a 24/7 institution, and the question is how best do we turn it into a 24/7 institution, even if it means sitting down with the unions and the workers' reps and the workers and saying, look, we're not being fair to you, we're not being fair to ourselves. Everybody don't want to address the elephant in the room, yeah. And the elephant in the room is the terms and conditions of engagement for people that go back to the 1970s and the 1980s. And I've said that the tail cannot wag the dog because people like you are coming forward and making noise. So I hope that when this conversation starts to get more complex and more in depth, that people like you and others are going to keep coming forward because the government is trying to make a change in whose interest.
I will hope so too.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, government has promised a crackdown on lawlessness by route taxi and minibus drivers as a government minister responds to accusations that the operators are being protected by what some members of the public have been alleging are connections in high places. The PSV sector has again come under heavy criticism after a series of videos circulated showing a route taxi driver operating in a manner that alarmed many members of the public. A member of the public, Celestine Rock, referred to the matter at last evening's St. Peter Speaks town hall session.
And to me, it's gotten worse. I don't know if you all saw social media the past couple of days with those ZRs going through trees and blocking up the road and want to fight. And it's getting worse. It's a simple issue, take away the permits. But you know why? Too many people in high places own these vans. That is the issue. And supporters of parties and so on. It must stop.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams denied that there are any such connections in the current government.
In the former government, there were a number of persons in that government who had interests in the public service vehicles. I can assure you that nobody in cabinet, not in this cabinet, nobody in our cabinet has a permit or has an interest in any DPSVs. No one. So your fears about people in high places protecting, that is not existing in our cabinet. A lot of us are completely fed up.
He stressed the administration's determination to deal with the PSV lawlessness.
The general feeling across our entire cabinet is that this has to stop. There were issues with the legislation that prevented the proper enforcement. Those have been patched. The last of it went through the Senate yesterday. Santia sat down next to me at lunch today in cabinet and said to me, I need you to get this proclaimed as quickly as possible. I am going to try to get it proclaimed as quickly as possible because we need to bring some order to our roads. The time of the lawlessness and anarchy must now be at an end, and there must be law and order and discipline on our roads.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams in the Lunchtime Edition. Government has promised more support to the agricultural sector. The Minister of Agriculture, Indah Weir, was speaking at this morning's official opening of AgroFest.
The greatest challenge we face right now is the supply of water to our farmers, and the government is investing heavily in a water augmentation program to make sure our farmers can get adequate supplies of water. The one thing we should note and should never forget is that this government has provided a special rate for water to our farmers so that farmers can have access to water at a rate below that which we pay for domestic consumption. We may also have to develop additional reservoirs across the island, and the Prime Minister has given the Barbados Water Authority a mandate to make sure that all farmers have access to water on a continuous basis.
He said additional financing in the sum of $2 million is also being allocated for farmers through a revolving fund with the Barbados Agricultural Society. The executive chairman of BICO Limited, Edwin Thurbell, wants a review of the cargo handling fees at the Bridgetown port, which have not been updated in 20 years. He was speaking as BICO this morning announced their financial results. The Barbados Meteorological Services has issued a flash flood watch for northern and western districts. The watch in effect until 6 p.m. are top stories. Prime Minister Motley serves notice of a major overhaul coming for the QEH, including the hiring practices and terms and conditions of staff, as she promises to make the hospital more efficient. Government responds to the accusations that PSV operators are being protected by friends in high places, denying any such thing is taking place and promising a crackdown is coming. And AgroFest officially opens with the promise from government of more support for the sector. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.